Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Time for the dumbest arguments ever. Ever.
Jeff is here today for the dumbest argument ever. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
What's going on, man?
All right. So I need you to call my sister up because we're having an argument and she doesn't believe me. She thinks I'm an idiot or something. So we're having an argument over M&Ms.
Over M&Ms?
Yeah.
Oh, what? That she thinks that they melt in your mouth and you think that they melt in your hands or what?
I wish it was that simple.
Oh.
She thinks M&Ms are flavored.
She thinks they're flavored.
Yes.
What do you
because
what do you
of
mean?
The colors?
Well, I mean, so one day, we're eating some M&Ms, and I noticed she just keeps eating the brown ones. And I'm like, what are you doing? You know, why do you keep eating the brown ones? And she says, well, I don't like the flavored ones. I'm like, wait, what are you talking about? The flavored ones, they're all flavored. They're flavored like chocolate. She says, no, only the brown ones are flavored like chocolate. The yellow ones are flavored like lemon.
What?
And I'm like, wait, no, that's not right. I was like, they're all flavored like chocolate. Just because they're colored, that doesn't mean anything. That doesn't, you know, so... You know, we'll be at dinner with friends or something. She'll bring up this argument about how she's right and how the different colors affect the flavor of the M&M. And I keep trying to explain to her, they're just chocolate.
Okay, all right. All right, what is your sister's name, Jeff?
Erin.
All right, let's call Erin and find out what's going on with her.
Hello?
Erin?
Yeah.
Hi, good morning, Erin. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing really well. Thanks for asking. Megan, how are you?
Good. Hey, Erin.
Megan's here too, Erin.
Oh, hi.
Hi. We're from 95.1 WAP. My name's Mark Kay, and we host the Big A Morning Mess.
Oh, my goodness. Hello. Good morning, guys.
Hi. Morning. Oh, yeah.
Hi.
We also have your brother, Jeff, on the phone.
Oh, hi, Jeff.
Hey.
Hey, what's up? Hey, Jeff called us up. He said that you guys have been arguing for a while about M&Ms and their flavors.
Oh, my goodness. Jeff, why are you bringing this up? Like, you hate when I bring it up? Like,
because we got to settle this. And, you know, once and for all, I just, you know, I got to prove to you that they're all flavored chocolate.
Erin, like, you believe... You believe that the M&Ms are flavored?
Yes, they all have a different flavor.
Why do you think that?
Oh,
because they taste different. Like, if you eat a yellow one, it tastes different than just the brown one. Like, the brown one is 100% chocolate, and the different colors are because they're flavored differently.
I think it's just coloring food, though. Like, I don't think it's, like...
Or food coloring.
A taste.
Yeah.
That's what I meant. Food coloring. Coloring food.
They still taste different. So.
But you think they're like lemon and orange and...
Yeah.
Huh.
I know they're differently.
Maybe your mind's just playing tricks on you.
Yeah. I thought all like my whole life that they were just chocolate. All of them.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I just taste different flavors, and why else would they be different colors? Like, I think that's just how it makes sense.
Right.
Huh.
Why else would they? That's a good point. Why else would they be different colors?
So they look cool.
All right. Hang on one second, you two. 340-9595. Are M&M's different flavors based on their color? the dumbest argument ever. Your phone call is coming up next. Jeff called us up. He's arguing with his sister, Erin, over M&M's because, Erin, you say that the different colors denote different flavors.
Yeah, they do.
They do. Okay. But, Jeff, you're trying to convince her they're all just chocolate and it's just, like, decorative.
Yes. Their dyed color is just, it's a marketing scheme. It doesn't change the flavor.
Right. Okay. All right. Hang on 1 second, you two. 340-9595. WAPE, Jim, good morning. What do you want to say?
Good morning. Mark, I think they need to do a blind taste test. See if she can really pick out the brown one.
Oh, that's a good idea.
That's a great idea.
That is a really good idea. You know, now that I think about it, I mean, I wish I had some M&Ms because I'm kind of thinking maybe they do taste a little different. Like, I know they're not lemon and orange, but maybe there's like a...
They don't, but it would be a really good excuse to eat M&Ms.
All right. Savannah! Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. WAP, good morning. Hi, who's this?
Hi, my name is Jesse.
Hey, Jesse, what do you think?
Actually, let me tell you something. If it's a regular bag, it all are chocolate. But M&M's, actually, they have different flavors now. They have the coffee ones.
Yeah.
They have the strawberry ones. Those are my favorite, actually.
I know. I heard those strawberry ones are so good.
All right.
Yes.
You want to know a fun fact about me?
What?
My wife's cousin works for M&M's.
Oh, really?
And at the last family reunion a year ago, he brought all these different flavored. He brought cherry,
oh my God,
honey. He
There's
brought
like a
one.
Mint one that's so good.
My favorite was cayenne pepper. It was so good.
Ew.
Oh my God, no. It was like so good. It was like a sriracha chocolate M&M. So good. Anyway, I don't know if I'm supposed to talk about this stuff because I think it's top secret.
Oh, is that not a thing that's on the shelves?
I don't know. I think these were like he was testing. It's like tester kitchen M&Ms.
Oh, look
anyway,
like,
but I think
you
we're
just
talking.
Spoiled it.
I think we're just talking about the regular M&Ms. But thanks for calling, Melanie. How are you?
Hi, I'm good.
Hey, what'd you want to say, Melanie?
Chocolate M&Ms are actually just flavored chocolate because back in the war, like World War II, they were made with a candy coating so they didn't melt in the soldiers' hands. And they're made in colorful colors so they raised morale and stuff. So it was better than what they were eating in their MREs.
So you're saying that the candy coating is to keep the chocolate from melting, which we all know melts in your mouth, not in your hands. But the colors.
I feel like it still melts in your hands. Like you get colors in your hands.
No, you don't.
Yeah, if you hold it for long enough in your hands, you'll have like a little bit of color.
How long are you holding it in your hand?
I don't know. Long enough to chew it.
Well, get it out of your sweaty-ass hand and put it in your mouth.
My hand is not sweaty.
Evidently it is if the colors are bleeding onto your skin.
No, it's not.
Monty from the West Side.
Hey, how you doing, Mark?
Hey, we're good, Monty. Do you think these M&Ms have different flavors?
No, they don't have different flavors. They're just different colored M&Ms. They're all chocolate flavored.
They're all
chocolate. If she really wants to taste different colored candy, she needs to taste some Skittles, and that'll tell her exactly what different colored candy.
Oh, yeah. Like, taste the rainbow.
Yeah, taste the rainbow.
I think it's just like because it's a different color, so your mind is thinking it tastes different. So you know how like they dye bread or bagel like all rainbow colors? Sometimes you've ever seen that?
Yeah.
And you always think in your head that it tastes different because you're looking at it and it has, it's like a mental thing. Totally. When I was a kid, my mom used to buy this rainbow bread. So I would think like,
that was healthy.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Always totally like coloring food. Food coloring it. And like I always thought like, oh, this tastes so much better because it like looks cooler. So I think that maybe is what she's thinking.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. I had one of those teal burgers at the Jaguar games and they tasted just like the regular white bun burgers.
Exactly. But since it looks different, your head, your mind is thinking like it should taste different.
You know what makes the burgers taste better at the Jaguars game? When they win.
Yeah.
Thanks so much
for
calling.
That might help.
340-9595. Jamie from Arlington. Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Hey, good, Jamie. What'd you want to say? You had the same argument with somebody?
I actually agree with Erin. I've had the same argument with my friends like my entire life. And we used to do like taste tests where I would close my eyes and they would give me a random M&M and I couldn't necessarily pinpoint all of the colors, but I could always taste the brown one. I'm just a huge chocolate lover, so.
So you're saying the brown ones definitely taste different from the other ones, even though the other ones may taste the same.
I know they're all chocolate, but like the brown ones just taste like more chocolate to me. Like I can taste the difference.
Okay, Savannah, do me a favor. Go to the vending machine.
Are you serious right now?
Do we have M&Ms in our vending machine?
I think so.
Go get plain M&Ms, not peanut or anything.
Okay.
And come back.
Get peanut butter ones. Back.
No, don't get... No.
Those are so good.
No, we're supposed to get the plain...
Those are my favorite.
And that's defeating the whole purpose.
Okay.
Hey, all right, we're going to try this. We're going to see what happens. Thanks for calling. Doug.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, good, Doug. What do you want to say?
I wanted to say to Erin, first I'll back her up a little bit because I think she may be convincing herself, like a mind over matter thing.
Totally. That's what I said.
Like Megan and her rainbow bread.
Yeah.
And her gay bread.
She really does believe she's tasting the ones, you know, that she thinks she's tasting.
Right.
Wow. Second of all, you know, he needs to do a blind taste test, put his own video, have another friend, another brother, whoever, in the feet of the yellows. You know, how much lemon are you tasting?
No, I got it.
But really give her the brown.
That's a good idea. That's a good idea. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it.
Do you got it? Because I couldn't hear anything.
I don't understand that. Okay, perfect. Savannah got M&M's.
That was so fast.
All right, that was fast, Savannah.
Good job.
Thank you.
Wow, that's amazing. All right, here's what we're going to do, Megan.
Wow, you're incredible.
Do you have a blind? Savannah, get some blindfolds.
What?
Just go get some blindfolds.
We probably have blindfolds somewhere.
I'm sure we do. We're going to do a blind taste test, Megan. We're going to see if these M&M's taste different, okay?
Okay.
All right. It's the Big 8 Morning Mess coming up.
Tune in weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. to hear The Mess live or follow the podcast on our Big 8 mobile app.